buttons in my garage and an old trash masher, a working refrigerator, and a brand new, don't ask, modular shower. Not hooked up, of course, just sitting there, a constant reminder of a remodeling snafu. Plus, there's the usual garage stuff. Old bikes, flat tires, broken rakes, rusty tools, fertilizer, potting soil, bird food, baby carriages, a lawnmower, a wheelbarrow, a snowblower, golf clubs, a spreader that doesn't work, cans that need recycling, defogger, Raid, jumper cables, sand. My friend Anne, who lives in Plainville, has a garage that is so clean you think, should I take off my shoes before you step into it? It is cleaner and neater than most kitchens. She vacuums it, has a place for everything, and puts everything in its place. I think of her garage as I drag everything that I can out of mine. This is the conversation I have with my husband when I am ready to sweep. I call him at work and ask, "You bought me a new broom, right?" Right, he answers, in the middle of something, but patient. My husband is a very patient man. "You bought me a new broom because the old one was missing, right?" Right, he says again. "So, do you have it? Did you take it?" Asking my husband if he took my broom, a deluxe thing with big stiff bristles, is like asking him if he's wearing my high-heeled shoes. There's not a chance, but I ask anyway because this is the third missing broom since May. And I'm hoping that maybe, just maybe, he borrowed it to use as a prop in some office Halloween decoration. But no, he doesn't have it, he tells me. So I state the obvious. Someone is stealing my brooms. My patient husband sighs. "Someone is breaking into the garage to steal brooms. Is that what you think?" he asks calmly. "That's exactly what I think," I fume. "Someone is breaking into the garage to steal brooms, but not golf clubs?" I see where he's going. "He's an industrious thief," I argue. "What do you need the broom for?" he asks, redirecting the conversation. "I need it to sweep the garage." And this is what he says then, without pause, without preamble. "No, you don't. That's the wrong broom. That's a broom for rough surfaces. You need to use a soft bristled broom for the garage. A soft bristled broom doesn't raise as much dust." This from a man whose sole acquaintance with brooms is transporting them from the hardware store to home. He also tells me that he bought two brooms when he was last at the hardware store, the missing one and the just discussed soft bristled one, which, he says, is hanging up in the garage, still in its wrapper. I find it, unwrap it, twist the long pole into the broom part, and then I sweep. And what do you know? My husband is right. I don't get dust in my nose or in my hair or all over my clothes. The dust stays close to the ground. And I think that maybe you don't need to actually come in contact with brooms to know how they work. The same is true with designer fashions. Nola Blahnik. Jimmy Choo. I don't own designer shoes. I can barely say their names, but I know how to walk in them. The soft, bristled broom works well. At the end of the day, the garage looks not like my friend Anne's, but better than it did. There's still no room for a car inside, never mind two. But for the moment, anyway, there's a well-swept path around the modular shower, past the lawnmower, behind the baby carriages, in front of the wheelbarrow, under the hanging rigs, over the toolbox, clear to the back door. There is also a renewed appreciation for my husband, who is always bringing home tools that will make my life easier. A pitchfork for mulching. I was using a shovel. A steel springback leaf rake for fall cleaning. I was using bamboo. A fixed head half-moon edger. I was using a rolling model. And, of course, his most recent find, my new soft bristled ideal for my garage. Perfect for sure. The inspiration for this column was, in fact, I was cleaning the garage. The garage is, it is not an exaggeration. The garage is exactly the way I described it. And I went out to clean the garage and I couldn't find the broom after I dragged everything out. And I assumed someone had stolen it. So I wrote down the conversation. ask him a question and he will totally answer something that unrelated to what I've asked him. And I think I should write this down because it would be funny, but sometimes I get lazy and I don't run in or go to the computer or grab a pen, which I should do. Would I want a garage like my friend Anne's? I would love a garage like my friend Anne's. I'm the product of a mother who used to jubilee her refrigerator once a week. She was very, very neat, and she always said to me, I don't know where I got you. I don't know where she got me either, because I struggle with the neatness thing. It's just, my idea of neat is taking things and shoving them in places where people can't see.
That's Beverly Beckham with her weekly look at life in the suburbs. To see more of the Globe's regional coverage, pick up the Thursday or Sunday editions of the Globe.